Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Jane to Win. It's I think it's the 6th of February today. And it's incredibly cold. And I shall resist taking a photo of the steam rising up from the water on the canal. I think I've taken that photo before. It really is super cold, it's definitely something minus. But it's lovely and sunny. Let's hope it stays that way. We've had a few days of lovely sunshine in the morning, and then it turned really nasty for the rest of the day. So probably not the best idea for me to talk all the way home. I'll do my best to not get a cold, especially as the kids have a cold, so I might already have theirs, who knows. Right, so February day 4, I'm going to get confused with this because it's 6, but it's day 4. Hello.
Early. Early.
Don't worry, we were super early. Yeah, I just had that because we're usually quite late for drop-off. So everybody who sees me this morning goes, oh no, I must be super late, you're already coming back. But we were just early for once. So yes, day 4 is someone who tell a story of someone who's encouraged you to carry on when you wanted to give up, I think. So I've thought and thought and thought, and I can't think of any such thing. I didn't work like that. I think once I'm doing something, I don't know whether it's a German thing, but I have this innate sense of duty. So once I'm doing something, I'll stick with it. Because, especially if it gets tough, I'll stick with it. Because otherwise I'd be letting myself down or someone else. Because I feel if I've decided to do it, then I just need to get on with it. I can't just quit and drop everything. That just wouldn't be right. So I always finish a book, even if I don't particularly like it. I finish it because I started. Which means I've not finished some books, but they're still standing there like I'm, you know, halfway through. So I think I'm more likely to need help quitting. So how can I explain this? So I don't need anyone to encourage me to get on with something that I'm already doing. So I will continue out of duty, out of whatever, because I'm super obstinate. So I'll just go, I'm just gonna do this. Especially if it's hard, I'll just do it anyway. And if I decide that I want to quit, then I'll quit. And then there's also no point anyone trying to encourage me to stay and keep doing it. If I've decided I'm not going to do it anymore, I do what I want, I quit. I've just found it difficult in the past to extricate myself from things, so I've then needed support to do that, because then I had a feeling of, you know, even if I get over the feeling of how I'm failing myself here because I'm giving up. But once I've told myself that no, that's not the case anymore, it'd be better for me to give it up, then I still feel, but I'll be letting others down, and how do I get out of this, because I can't just drop it from one day to the next. So that's a difficult bit. And also, I guess I'll need, so the encouragement I will need is to take something up, especially something that I've not done before. So examples would be my first boss, who I remember had to encourage me to take on something that looked like a big project. And he said, yeah, you can do it. Look, we'll just break it down into little bits. Look, you've done this, you've done this. No, look, you've done the whole project. So he was encouraging. Simon's encouraged me to drive. I did want to learn to drive. But obviously they drive on the left here. My whole life had been, you know, sort of on the right, the right way around. So that was a little bit daunting, but he encouraged me. Oh, also because my dad always said that women are no good at driving. So I needed a bit of encouragement because I wasn't sure that I'd be any good at it. So he encouraged me to do that. And look, I can drive now. And I say, look, it's audio, but you just have to take my word for it. And another example of someone encouraging would be my friend James, who got me to do voiceover for his radio show, something I'd never done before in my life. And I wasn't sure that I'd be able to do that. But he played them, so it must have been all right in the end. So I think I just need more sort of encouragement to get into something and to try something new when I'm not sure whether I can do that. Once I'm doing it, I'm fine. I hope that answers the question, sort of. Thank you for listening, as always, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.